We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the studio with us today is one of the greatest rock and roll drummers in the history of music. He is Mr. Rick Allen from Def Leppard, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. Back. Damn. Let me tell you what, you were so great last time. We said, get that guy back in here.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I wanna warn you, there's a guy over here by me with the camera looking at you.
Obsessed.
He grew up. You ruined his life because he's a kid and he saw you drum. He's like, well, I want to do that. And now he's a drummer.
Ruined it.
Now he works here.
He's such a great drummer. He works at a radio station.
Hey, you know, we were responsible for killing a few brain cells in our time, I think.
Well, that happens.
Well, it's funny for other people, don't they? They call him the Thunder God. And you guys, you're still out there. Things have changed quite a bit now when you go on tour from where way it used to be, right?
Yeah. We're in preservation mode at the moment, you know, hanging on to everything we've got left.
Join the club.
Yeah, wives and kids, and just, you know, keeping the whole ship sailing in an
Make
orderly fashion.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that the decision would come down this year for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, not really. I think we'd kind of dismissed it in a way. I think we'd been on the books for probably for a few years,
right?
I think since 2005. So, but I think the thing that swayed it, and I'm not sure, but it could be that introducing the fan vote was the thing that it needed to kind of push it along and get us in there. Because we blew everybody else out of the water with the amount of votes, which is really fantastic that our
gratifying,
fans.
Yeah.
Well, the things that you guys accomplished as a band, there's no way in the world they should have kept you out that long to begin with. It's funny because I know some of the guys in another band that was even banished longer than you, a group called Chicago from here in America.
Right.
And they accomplished quite a bit also as a group. And someone behind the scenes didn't seem to care for him. And I would imagine you guys went through this where you just go like, we don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah, but then when it came down...
Then you care.
Then it's like, wow, you know what? This is actually really cool because we've worked really hard, you know, to get where we are. And yeah.
I don't imagine you felt angry about not being selected. It was like, whatever.
Not really. It was more out of sight, out of mind. You know, you just kind of put it out of your thoughts.
Right.
But then when it actually came down, everybody was like, "Wow, this is really cool."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Voice of Rick Allen from Def Leppard. You know, I didn't discuss this last time you were on here. I didn't bring it up, but I remember seeing and I don't watch all these episodes, but I remember seeing the episode of VH1 that was basically about your accident.
Oh, right.
And the fact that they reconstructed the scene on the road that day, and they had you walk it. They had you actually,
wow.
I think they actually had you there walking down that street, that same road.
Yeah.
It looked like it anyway.
Yeah, they did. And that was the first time I went back there.
Oh, jeez.
So it was very, very emotional. Because in reality, the thing that saved me, you know, that the seatbelt came undone, took my arm, and I left through the sunroof of the car.
Oof.
And landed in a field.
You were how old? 19?
21.
21.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing that actually saved me was the fact that I remained conscious. So I didn't bleed.
Really?
Not until I got to the hospital, and then they put me under anesthetic.
When you said you exited through the sunroof, you mean you meant to exit through the sunroof?
You were ejected.
Well, one would think, but no, it wasn't a conscious decision.
Sure, I just want to confirm that.
You told the most beautiful story about in the aftermath of that, because you really are a baby at 21, and in your drum, this, you know, rock and roll drummer, and then your arm is gone, and you talked about how your mom helped you sort of refocus yourself?
Yeah, she was great. She was a bear. You know, yeah. She really just stepped up. And I guess, you know, to see one of your kids suffering like that, mm-hmm. She just really stepped up a game. You know, just I saw a different side of my mother that was just really strong.
Just taught you focus forward.
Yeah.
You can do this.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
I remember when that all happened down, not like you remember, but I remember and I thought to myself, well, is he going to go back to the band? And I'm sure that was a question that was up in the air for many bystanders and people out there. I don't think there's ever any doubt in your mind that you'd return, right?
Well, at first, I just wanted to disappear, to be honest. It was horrible. The whole experience was horrible. But it's like anything that is that traumatic. Some people take that. I discovered the power of the human spirit, and that's what propelled me. And once I got that feeling inside me, then I just wanted to succeed. And you know, my family, the guys in the band, people reaching out from all over the world, it just put a fire in my belly. You know, I just really wanted to do this. I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it.
When you were exiting the car and you were still conscious and you wound up on the ground, because I watched the special, I know all about it. And at what point did you realize that there was something missing?
Pretty much when I stood up, I just remember just kind of saying to myself, you know, I'm a drummer and, wow, you know, I've lost my arm. And
did you know it was gone until you looked at it? Did you sense it?
No, I knew it was gone. It was just very very dreamlike.
It wasn't
happening to me. I'm like, I'm gonna wake up any moment and it'll be fine.
Right.
You How know? Quickly did you pick up a drumstick?
They kept me under anesthetic or subdued or in a coma-like state for I think a few weeks because they tried to reattach the arm, it got infected, and then they had to remove it again. A few days after I came around,
really,
I started to think about how I could do this. I had a big piece of foam at the bottom of the bed, so I could sort of, because I broke my right arm really badly, so I needed it to push myself up, and I started tapping out these rhythms, and my brother was with me a lot of the time in those early days, and I said, you know, grab the turntable, pair of speakers, and bring all the music that I listened to when I was a kid.
Yeah. Bring all that crap back in here.
Bring it all back in. And then I just started playing all the basic rhythms with my feet and realized that there's a way.
Wow.
That it's within you.
Yeah.
It's not just about your hands.
All the information was in my head somewhere. Yeah. And it's interesting. All that information got channeled out to my right hand, my left foot, and my right foot. And there was like a little bit of my left hand in everything. Yeah. So I was able to kind of piece it together and play what I call substitution. If I can't do it with one hand, then, you know, then get the feet involved, you know.
So basically it was a transmission of information to other parts of your body.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're talking to Rick Allen from the band Def Leppard. Not only is he being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we talked about his ability as a drummer here, but he's also an incredible artist. And I will tell you, there's a lot of celebrities that you see, they're artists, mm-hmm. and their work doesn't look like yours. Yeah. Most of the people are not, their stuff sells because of who they are. Your stuff is really, really good.
Cool, man. I appreciate that. I'm really passionate about it, especially the Legends pieces. You know, yeah. I started out with Steve Clark, you know, who sadly we lost. You know, right. He was with Def Leppard, and I thought that was a great place to start. You know, somebody that's my best friend, and then I moved on to John Lennon,
and then
I did Jimi Hendrix, and then the latest piece I just did was David Bowie. And these are all people that influenced me and the band, you know, as we were growing up.
That John Lennon piece is already
spectacular.
Very, very well respected and obviously been very successful for you.
Cool. No, it's nice. No, I got a great response, you know, from people. And at first I was a little nervous, but my wife says, you know what? Put it out there. People are going to love it.
And good for her.
She was right.
She's a very important part of your life. Right? She's a very important part of your life there, obviously.
Yeah, she is.
Been
yeah.
by your side all this time. You are doing an appearance tomorrow at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, correct? 5 to 8?
That's right. It's actually a pretty new gallery for Wentworth, but it's been really successful, you know, coupling sort of a venue like that, you mm-hmm. know, the Hard Rock with the artwork.
It's yeah, great. It's wonderful.
If somebody's listening right now and they want to look and see what Rick Allen does as an artist, is there somewhere online they can see your work?
Yeah, they can go to either rickallen.com or wentworthgallery.com.
W-E-N-T, Wentworth, just like it sounds, -art.com. And also, you have a limited edition. Everybody who purchases one of your pieces get the some sort of a print that's all about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I believe so. I think so. Actually, as I walked in today, somebody had a cake for me.
And it had the picture
on the cake. So yeah, I think that is the actual
Lewis,
picture that we're going to be giving
Lewis
away.
Lewis is the cake meister here.
No, so it's great.
Unfortunately, he didn't realize all the facts of your personal behavior and
you're vegan, and
you're not going to be able to enjoy a piece of your own cake.
No, but who would want to eat it? It's fantastic. It's so well
done. Anyway,
Scott would want to eat that
cake out of here, Rick. So there you go.
Now you're talking.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful.
That's great. Well done, guys.
Congratulations to you, Rick. Just a great job, and we love you, and thank you for coming by today.
You're an inspiration.
You guys are great. It's always nice to come here. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, Hard Rock Atlantic City tomorrow, 5 to 8. And if you happen to be around the Short Hills Mall Saturday, they're doing a showing of his stuff there, too, from 5 to 8. And once again, you can see his stuff at rickallen.com or wentworthart.com. Wentworthart.com. He is Rick Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Yay! Leverett, going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, finally.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.